Awesome. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the second episode of the Flipside Catholic Podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Jeremy.
Caitlin.
And today we're just going to be sharing with you a little bit about who we are. Who the heck is Caitlin and who the heck am I? I'll start off, share a little bit about me, and then I'll kick it over to you.
Heck yeah.
Boom. So my name is Jeremy. I am the high school youth minister here at Our Lady of Grace, and I'll just share a little bit about my kind of background with you guys. So I grew up in California, Central Valley. I was going to say Central Coast, which I wasn't that cool. But I grew up in a divorced household, and I grew up not Catholic and went to public school. I went to public school all the way through eighth grade. And I remember at the end of my eighth grade year, my mom said to me and my twin brother, fun fact, shout out, got a twin brother. She told us that we were going to be going to a Catholic school like a couple towns over. And I was like, no, they're so weird. And I don't know anyone there. And I don't want to be a Catholic. Anyway, so like any good kid, hopefully, to any of our middle schoolers and high schoolers out there listening, listen to your mothers. Because I went. And it ended up being one of the best decisions of my life. So, yeah, I remember going there and just being that awkward kid on the first day of school. Like a new kid to town in a movie with my tray of food. And I was like, can I sit at your table? And they were obviously like, yes, you can sit with us. They weren't jerks. They didn't like punch me or
spill food all over you.
Yeah, throw food on me. They were really great. And I just ended up becoming really good friends with them. And they were such solid Catholics. And they had such great families. They always like ate meals together and prayed together. And we're just super joyful. And I was like, I crave that in my life. Because in my life, kind of like I said, I grew up in a divorced household. I love my family. They're amazing. But it was me and my two brothers. We lived with my mom. So I naturally just didn't have as much of a relationship with my dad. And it was kind of a difficult relationship at that. And I just remember as a kid always trying to be the funniest, to be the loudest, the one that talks a lot, still tracks. And I just remember trying to just please everyone. And I think a lot of that was I was trying to get my dad's attention and his approval. But it was often misplaced. And so when I met these cool people at this Catholic school, I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. And your families are great. Like, I want to be like you. But, you know, I'm still a sinner and I still mess up. And those things that I was doing in grade school and middle school just kind of carried over with me into high school. I was trying to get everyone's attention. I wanted to, you know, be the most likable person. But it just was on a bigger scale. So I started going to parties and messing around with alcohol and, you know, all that junk that never fulfills you, but you think it's going to. But I just remember having a profound moment. It was later in my high school career. It was in my senior year. I had a moment where I was on the phone with my mom during lunch and we got in a fight about something stupid, probably her fault. Just kidding. It was mine, I'm sure. And I was just like, oh, I'm annoyed. I'm flustered. I don't want to go hang out with my friends for lunch right now. So instead of going to In-N-Out probably, I ended up in the church, or the chapel rather, like at my high school. And adoration was happening. And I remember sitting in the very last pew and I was looking at Jesus in the Eucharist in adoration. And I was just like, God, I don't know what you want from me, what you want me to do, but like, you really have to be clear with me and you have to tell me. And that was probably the first honest prayer I've ever prayed in my life. And he said to me, words I'll never forget. He said, Jeremy, you are my son. I love you and I'm proud of you. And that just wrecked me, changed my life. And at that moment, I knew I had to start living for Jesus. And in that moment, I knew, okay, this, when I was seeking my dad's attention and his approval, it wasn't really his approval I was seeking. It was, I wanted the approval of my Heavenly Father. I wanted to know him deeply. And I didn't know that at the time, but I do now. So I started going through RCIA, which is called Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults. Now it's called OCIA, but another topic for another time. And I remember just learning so much and just falling deeply in love with Jesus. And then after that, you know, I ended up serving as a missionary and did missionary work after high school. And my life wasn't easy or perfect by any means, but I knew whose I was. I knew that I belonged to a Heavenly Father who loves me deeply and who's proud of me. So I got that thing that I've been wanting my whole life. And I still mess up. I'm still, in the words of our governor, a knucklehead at times, but You know, we get back up and we try and we strive to follow the Lord more deeply every day. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And now I work with high schoolers, and I'm that person who ministers to those punk high schoolers who just make fun of me every day. So it's
checks out.
Great. No, I love it. But yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
Yeah. So. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Of course. Thanks for listening to me ramble. But Caitlin, I'm curious, like, what about you? Like, what's your background look like? And what's your story?
Yeah. So I also work here at OLG. I am the campus minister at OLG School, and then run confirmation and middle school youth ministry at the parish. So super exciting, get to work with middle schoolers, which is always an adventure. All of you middle schoolers watching and listening, you know. But until I got up to this point, I just grew up in a very average family. I'm from Minnesota, so Midwestern family all around. I have a younger brother, so it's mom, dad, me, and my brother. So just like a very stereotypical Midwest family. Was baptized Catholic, went to Catholic grade school, not at OLG. OLG was our rival. went to Catholic grade school and honestly was just like really sick of being Catholic by the time I was in eighth grade. I was just really sick of hearing like Jesus loves you, because I felt like that's the only thing I was learning and that I wasn't learning anything else. Yeah. I didn't really know how to pray. I definitely didn't have a prayer life. Mm-hmm. I didn't really realize that like Jesus was truly present in the Eucharist and like all of these different things. Mm-hmm. And so I knew I was going to public high school. And so I was honestly really excited about it, because I was excited to not have religion class every day. And so I got to public high school and then quickly realized that like there's a lot of people who are different from me, and I have to really own my faith if I care enough about it. And so I decided that it was important enough to me to actually like commit to it. And so I got really, really involved with youth ministry as a high schooler, became like a peer ministry leader, started going on like mission trips, went to like Steubenville conferences, and just got like really, really involved. And it was great, and like really had this like pivotal moment of encounter with the Lord at a Steubenville conference. Which is essentially, like, if you don't know what that is, it's just this weekend where you get to, like, hang out with all your best friends and learn more about Jesus and pray and have fun. So, like, it's great. And I remember, like, the big night of adoration, having this moment where I was, like, just really, like, thinking about what the Lord wanted for me and had in store for me and, like, my own, like, dreams and desires and everything. And being like, Jesus, like, if this is really you in the Eucharist, like, I feel like I need something to really know that. And when the priest was walking around holding the monstrance, holding the Blessed Sacrament, I just remember, like, looking at the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and feeling this, like, piercing sense of, like, peace and love and joy and everything. It was just, like, so overwhelming. I just started sobbing, which, like, I cry a lot, so there's that. But
can confirm.
I almost always cry in adoration too, because I'm just so overwhelmed by like the goodness of God and His love, and So like from that moment on, really like pushed me to get more and more involved, at my parish, and just Like then I went to college. I studied theology and sociology in undergrad. Got my master's in theology. Like I just wanted to keep learning more about God and learning more about the faith and the church and everything. And just felt this like deep calling to serve Him, and serve His church. And so been in youth ministry for a couple of years now, and excited to be here at OLG.
No, that's awesome. I appreciate you sharing that as well. And I kind of resonated when you were talking about your encounter at that Steubenville conference with Jesus and the Eucharist. And you know, that's very similar to, you know, at least my encounter and the depths of the emotions and everything I was feeling when I was in adoration that time when I kind of had that first moment with the Lord. And and I think just like that is the God who we have, right? We have a God of love and a God of peace. And I think if everyone knew the true presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, I think the church would certainly look differently. Our world would surely be different. But I'm curious, just a question I have for maybe both of us, but would love you to start, but like kind of why ministry? Like, mm-hmm. what got you working into ministry? Did you always think you would work in ministry? Yeah.
Yeah. Really, I always wanted to be a teacher from when I was little. And God so ministry, I feel like, has a lot of teaching aspects overlap, to it, though. Yeah. And, like, working with people. I'm a people person, very extroverted. So, like...
Very.
Yeah. like, I just feel like ministry came natural. I first had this sense and this desire to work in ministry when I was in high school, when I, like, post this, you know, reversion moment, this encounter with Jesus. Yeah, just, like, having this time where I was really interested in what it would look like to work in ministry. And then wasn't really sure, like, when I was in college exactly what I wanted to do, but God made it very clear just through a variety of different things and encounters and whatnot. So,
yeah.
I feel like I've known for a while, but didn't always know for sure. And, yeah, it's a huge blessing to be able to serve him in this capacity. And it's a job, but it doesn't feel like a job. Truly. So that's when you know you're doing something you love and that you're called to do.
That is true.
When it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Amen. How about you?
Yeah, no, I surely did not think I would be 26. No one quote me on that. Never thought I'd be 26 and working at a Catholic church, ministering to high schoolers. I mean, when I was a high schooler, I didn't even know the Lord, let alone want to ever go back to a high school. I loved high school, but I was like, I'm ready for this to be over, and I'm going to go out there and do something great. And here I am actually doing something great.
Amen.
But after high school, I mentioned briefly that I did some missionary work. It was for a Catholic organization, and we did a lot of like retreats and ministry for middle schoolers and high schoolers. Mm-hmm. But that's like, all right, 1 year, that's it. That's all I'm going to do. But I was very impacted in high school by my campus minister, Daniel, if you're listening. And shout out Jessie, if you're listening. She was great too. And they were our campus ministers, really. Mm-hmm. He was. She was more just kind of, that's her personality. Mm-hmm. She just naturally ministered to people. She was a teacher. But anyways, I was very impacted by people who worked in ministry. Nice. And when I did NET, that's the organization I was with. And when I did ministry, I just fell in love with it. But I at that point, I was like, okay, I'll do another year of mission work and I'll be done. Mm-hmm. And then I was done and I did some college. I worked at a coffee shop, worked in an interior design studio. And I was like, great. And then I was unhappy and the Lord said, work in ministry. Mm-hmm. We're going to perish. And I was like, no, that's the last thing I want. And then I applied, and I've been here at Our Lady of Grace for going on 4 years now, and nice. I love it so much. So I never thought I would be here, but the Lord truly called me here. Mm. And ministering to high schoolers is great because I was so impacted by youth ministry, so it's just natural. And it comes to me very naturally, too. I love talking to people. I'm very extroverted as well. I never shut up. Ask Caitlin. Very we share an office accurate. Together, so pray for her. But please. Yeah, no, it was great. It's great, and I love being here. So it's been a gift. So that's kind of a little bit about us. Your favorite youth ministers, high school is better, but middle school too.
Middle school.
Just kidding. They're both great. We love them both. but yeah, so that's kind of what brings us here to ministry and what brings us here to Our Lady of Grace in particularly. And I'm excited to see kind of what this podcast will become. And I'm excited to see what our time serving here in mission really is going to become. So thank you to everyone who cares enough to listen to us ramble. We will see you in the next episode.
See you guys.
Catch you on the flip side.